Welcome. This is Dr. Greg Serpa and the short chair yoga practice. For the seated chair yoga practice, it's important to choose a chair that will give you appropriate support for the practice. This might be a folding chair or a sturdy dining room chair, rather than a softer, cushioned, easy chair. We want something that you can sit straight up and have the shoulders over the hips and the knees at hopefully a 90-degree angle as both of the feet are resting flat on the floor. We want to introduce the principle of wise effort in this practice. Some of you will be doing this practice without having medical screening, and wise effort is letting your own body be your teacher. If, for example, you have neck or shoulder injuries and it's not a good idea for you to do those movements, please don't. You can just follow along and breathe as you move into the next practice and the next sequence of movements. Your body really is your best teacher. The first few times you listen to this sequence, it's a good idea to just consider maybe 50% effort. This is not an exertional yoga practice, but to link the movement and the sequences with the breath and being in the body. And this doesn't require the full range of motion. So listening to the body about what feels like the right amount of effort is key. We're not striving to get somewhere with our practice. We're just staying with our breath and with the postures, and we're being in the body with this gentle movement just as we are. So to begin, sitting up in a dignified way with the shoulders over the hips, the back of the head lifted up tall, and the chin tucked just a bit, and gently allowing the eyes to close, and placing the hands on the belly. With the hands on the belly, noticing the movement of the belly with the breath. Feeling the movement with the palms of the hands, and taking a few moments to breathe in and breathe out right here. Shifting the hands up to catch the bottom rib, so coming up a couple of inches and maybe moving your hands to the side a few inches just to catch the bottom of the rib cage. And noticing, how does the breath feel in this part of the torso? Breathing in and breathing out. Perhaps sensing an expansion and a release in the rib cage. And shifting the hands now up on top of the chest, up by the collarbones, and sensing the quality of the breath here in the body. Perhaps noticing a sense of the chest lifting on the inhale and releasing on the exhale. Simply tracking the breath, letting yourself be just as you are, right here in this moment. And returning the hands to the lap and following the breath. We're moving into some gentle sequence of neck movements. If you have any neck cervical difficulties, perhaps just noticing the breath and not doing any movement at all. Always using wise effort in the body. And we're moving into nose circles. And for this posture, just imagining there's a pencil on the tip of your nose and a sheet of paper right in front of you. And you're making a clockwise circle with the tip of your nose as if you were drawing on the piece of paper the size of a dime. So it's a movement so small, maybe someone might not even notice that you were moving at all. And slowly beginning to spiral this shape open to the size of a golf ball, and cutting the speed of the circle down by half. Slowing the circle and expanding to a tennis ball. And opening up the circle to the size of an orange and cutting the speed down again, moving very slowly. And only if it feels okay in your neck today, in this moment, opening up the circle a little bit more to the size of a CD, moving very slowly. And perhaps noticing the difference of the quality of light through the eyelids as the orientation of the head changes with the movement. Slowing the circle, slowing until you come to a stop, and going the other direction, starting with the largest size circle you made, perhaps the CD, spiraling in to the size of an orange, slowly spiraling in to the size of a tennis ball. Moving slowly now, the size of a golf ball. Into the size of a dime. Until you come to a point and drop into stillness. Just taking a few cycles of breath to notice, to sense how the stillness feels. Breathing in and breathing out. The next posture will be arm raises, starting on the right side. If you have any shoulder difficulties or pain in the shoulder, either skipping this practice completely or not lifting your arm all the way. So starting by dropping your right arm over the side of the chair so the palm faces the midline and the thumb is pointing forward. Sitting up extra straight and tall. And on an inhale, the arm leading with the thumb comes forward and goes up overhead on an inhale. And on an exhale, the arm comes down. Continuing matching movement to your own breath. Up on the inhale. And down on the exhale. Once more, as the arm goes up, feeling the shoulder blade tight up against the back and sliding down the back as the arm comes up. And as you exhale, returning. And one more like this, moving up with the inhale. And down with the exhale. And replacing the hand in the lap. And finding your breath. Now moving into the left arm, allowing the left arm over the side of the chair, sitting up extra tall. You may need to pull your back away from the support of the chair, using wise effort, taking care of yourself. And with the thumb leading, on an inhale, the left arm comes up. And then on an exhale, lowering the left arm. Inhale, the hand goes forward, leading with the thumb, and the arm goes up. And lowering. Three more, continuing to exquisitely match movement to breath. Having a sense of savoring the movement in the body. Bringing kind awareness to the sensations of the body and the movements. And perhaps starting the last movement now. And exhaling. And returning the hand to the lap and falling into stillness and having a few breaths for recovery, checking in with the body. The next movement will be a hip opener. And for folks with limited mobility, the starting posture is simply to cross the right ankle over the left ankle, and that may be all that's available to you, and that's fine. Some people will want to continue with the movement by crossing the right leg over the left knee. And if it's available to you, the final part of the posture is putting the right ankle on top of the left knee. The right ankle on the left knee, and simply sitting up tall, feeling a gentle stretch in the outside of the right hip and breathing into the right hip. We're not trying to get anywhere. Simply to notice sensation is the goal. If you need a little bit more to feel the stretch in the hip, you can lean forward very gently. On an inhale, sitting up, and on an exhale, uncrossing the legs, and just noticing how this movement feels in the hips, and if there's any different sensations, right hip to left. Moving onto the left side, the left foot crosses over the right for the modification, or the left leg over the right leg, and ultimately the left ankle onto the right knee. Sitting up tall, feeling the gentle stretch in the outside of the left hip, and breathing. And if it's available to you, and if it would feel good in the body, allowing yourself to bend forward just a bit from the hips, leaning the chest forward to increase the stretch in the left hip, and breathing. Two more cycles of breath. And on your next inhale, uncrossing the leg and returning your spine to an upright position and falling into stillness. Noticing any echoes of these gentle movements in the body, perhaps having a sense of gratitude for being with the body with kindness. And breathing for a few more moments, just as you are, right here.